Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Stand by. This is N7IBV. Calling all radio amateurs. This is N7IBV activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time. On this 147.165 megahertz repeater, licensed to W4VA, it's located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, and the repeater uses a BL tone of 169 hertz. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion, Q&A, regarding topics such as equipment, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar topics related to the radio art. I don't have a specific discussion topic tonight. Does anybody listening have a question that they would like to discuss? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is K4SKP.
K4SKP, go ahead, Skip.
Hey, Brad. Question about the Astron power supplies for the radios. You just want to get everybody's feeling as they can. I had my RS-35. It popped and blew a fuse, so I ordered another Astron in an RS-70, and it came in. It looks like the output transistors are toast because anytime you transmit over 2 watts. The radios reset, so it just can't handle the load, and the radios can't handle it. So I just want to get anybody else's history on the, you know, Astron power supplies. Over.
Okay. Well, everybody, if you have one or have had one, toss your comments back out to Skip. I've got one that I've had for many years. It's RS-20, I guess. Never had any problems with it. I put it on the shelf, and I'm not using it now because I've moved over to some higher amperage units, but I've never had any issues with mine. So, anyway, okay, well, we'll call that one out. As far as announcements go, let's see, we've got the Sperryville Hamfest coming up on August 1st, which is a Sunday. And it runs from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's in the Shenandoah. Actually, it's hosted by the Shenandoah Valley Image Radio Club. And there's a link on our webpage if you want to check that up. It's in the upcoming events area in the upper right-hand corner. There is a VE testing session that Katie and company are heading up. And forgive me, I don't have the details on that. I know it's at the end of this month. So somebody, I'm sure, will be able to chime in and give us that information. Other than that, I don't have any other announcements. Does anyone have anything they need to let people know? Go ahead. Okay, then we'll go ahead and take general check-ins. This is N7IBV. Go ahead.
This is K1HTV Mobile in Warrenton.
KX4Q.
K4SKP.
KX Portable.
KL4LUA.
KL4CLR.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
K4, VOX, in and out.
November Tango, Mobile, in and out.
UB7RAV.
Okay, stand by there. Okay, K1HTV, KX4KU, KN4LIX, hi Dennis. KO4CLR, Alexi, KM4OZH, Gil, K4BOX. In and out. Stopping in. K4JNT Wayne saying thanks for stopping in. WB7RAV Randy and KO4LUA Charles. Let's see. Oh, that's right. Richard's mobile. Okay. Any other check-ins? Call now.
K4SKP.
KN4SPL.
KJ7APV.
KF4TEK Mobile.
Okay, K4SKP, I've got you up the top of the list already. Sorry, my brain isn't believing what it sees. Let's see, where'd we go here? KN4SPL, KJ7APV, and KF4TEK. Okay, all right, we'll go from there. Skip, we'll start out with you, since you happen to be the first one to have anything there. If you have any more you'd like to share with us, go ahead.
7IVV, K4SKP. Yeah, just so everybody knows, we're having, Katie's having the testing for all three levels at a Heritage Hunt, this coming July 24th, 9 a.m. Walk-ins are allowed, but Katie does ask that you register with her if at all possible. So it's K4TER at ARRL.net. It's going to be at the Marsh Mansion. If you get a hold of me, K4SKP at ARRL.net, I can get you the address of Marsh Mansion and Heritage Hunt. I think other than that, my grandson and I have been having fun on FT8, 20 meter, we're getting quite a few all over Europe and South America, and of course Canada and the United States. So we're having a grand old time here. So with that, I think I'll take it back to Ned and 7RBV, this K4SKP clear.
Okay, Skip, thanks for that update. Good news on your FT8 there with your grandson. All right, Rich, K1HTV, over to you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Brad. This is K1HTV Mobile, heading home from Warrington. Reminder that this weekend, the CQ Worldwide VHF contest starts Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, runs until 5 p.m. Sunday Eastern Time. The exchange is your grid square. Try to work as many people as you can on both 2 meters and 6 meters. I've been on the 6. 6 has been very hot the past couple of days. And so is 2. If you haven't read the emails I sent to the reflector, yesterday was a banner day as far as 2 meters in E-Skip. Worked two stations in Puerto Rico, a station in Cayman Island, ZF1, I should say. Not the Cayman? Yeah, ZF1. And also a station in Florida on 2 meter. E-skip in the morning, and then in the evening, actually GMT 0100 plus, which would make it actually today, or first hours of today's UTC day, there's another opening, 2 meters, work down to Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, and Minnesota on 2 meter E-skip. It was a memorable night. During the day, there was an early opening, there was a double hop opening between W0 land and Puerto Rico, over 2,600 miles, which would be a record. But I checked with John and 0JK and the WP4G who he worked, and they came close but did not. The WP4 station, in an email he sent me today, said he did not get the Roger, so it is not a 2-8. So the record still holds. The record is from 1998, I believe. Other than that, this morning I got up late. I got up at 6. The band on 6 meters opened at 5. I missed an hour's worth of DX. Got on and promptly worked stations all over Europe. Worked at 4X1UG in Israel, OD5ET in Lebanon. Heard a Kuwait station. Still have not been able to work Kuwait. I've been heard in Kuwait. I've heard Kuwait, but I've not been able to make a 2A with Kuwait yet on 6 meters. So it's still working on it. Other than that, it's been fun. A lot of great DX for many, many hours on 6 meters. That's it from there. From here, I'm just crossing over to Amosville, and I am now in Amosville. Back to you, Brad. This is K1HTV Mobile.
Okay, Rich. Thank you. Yeah, I noticed this morning I was up early myself and thought, what the heck? Let's see what's going on with 6 meters. So I saw a lot of that opening and made a few contacts there, so that was kind of fun. KX4KU and 7IBB, go ahead.
N7IVV, KX4KU. And then that, good evening, Brad. Thank you for doing the net tonight. As for the 6 meter openings, there was one this afternoon. I sent it out in Reflector, but I mean, I saw real quick Hawaii make it through, but a lot of the west stations, and I got a couple of new ones, which are only the ones I tend to work, but the band was, had a lot of activity. But I was able to get Arizona, which is new, and Manitoba, which is new, which isn't really east-west, but I got them. But there were many Arizona stations and such. About 2 o'clock our time, 1800 UTC. As for the Asheron power supplies, they're solid. I had an A20, AS20, that when I first started using FT8 a lot, and I was really hammering it, it fried. Turns out my rig on at a higher wattages draws more than 20 amps. It will handle a surge of 25 amps, but it's this wasn't a surge. When you're doing it, you're not just flipping on a switch, you're actually, you know, full keying for the 13 seconds. So it gave up the ghost, got a 35M as a replacement, and it hasn't given me one bit of trouble. So I don't know what happened to you, Skip, I would just return it and try again, because I have the Astron power supplies are very, very popular, and I haven't heard any this thing negative about it. So, other than dodging the big storm here in Culpeper, that's about it. I'll turn it back over to you, Brad, N7IVV, KX4KU, back to the net.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Over to KN4LIX. Dennis, how are you tonight?
KN4LIX, portable, doing good. Good evening, everybody on the net. Just radio check quick. Am I coming in okay?
Yep, you're fine. You got a little bit of hiss, but you're just fine. Go ahead.
On the bench beside me on the porch, and I noticed that every once in a while somebody would fade out, but if I reached over and put my hand near the radio, everything came back in. So I guess my body's part of the antenna out here tonight. But yeah, I haven't been doing too much on ham frequencies, 2 meters, just doing the normal chatting, driving around mostly. I did get gifted an old manual antenna tuner. And I can't think of the nomenclature right now while I'm talking, but I'm going to have to see if I can get an old manual or something so I can learn how to use this thing. But, man, it is a boat anchor. So that's about the only update I've got here. King and Foil, I expect to that.
All righty. Well, good. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. KO4CLR, Alexi, go ahead.
Not much to add. I've just been enjoying listening to 2 meters and 6 meters. I have not been transmitting. As Rich said, I guess there have been some very long-distance openings for the last few days. So let's hope that continues. And it does sound like I may be able to make Katie's testing session in July to finally test up. So we will see. Anyway, Brad, thanks for running that. KO4CLR, clear back to net.
Okay, well, good. We'll be rooting for you when you take your test. That's always an exciting thing to have going on there. KM4OZH, how you doing tonight, Gail? Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Brad. Everybody on the net. Yeah, all the chatter on the weather forecast there and weather warnings and everything. I got the tiniest little sprinkle here in Manassas, and that's all it is. And most of it's dried up already, so it didn't help here at all. So much for that. I'm just working on miscellaneous various things. I've got the whole shack torn apart, just making cables, custom fit, custom length cables, coax for everything, trying to just get this mess tidied up a little bit. Actually, what I did was on my mobile unit, I cut all my shack cables up to make exact length cables on that, so I couldn't mix them up, putting it together and taking it apart. So I'm stuck with nothing in the shack now that fits or works the right length anymore. So that's basically what I'm doing here, and I've been working on that for a few days. But other than that, that's about it that I got going on, and really nothing very exciting. So I'm going to turn it back over to Ned. This is KM4OZH.
All righty, great. Yeah, it seems like cleaning up the shack and stuff, it's just a never-ending nightmare. Cables, I swear, they multiply by themselves. Okay, well, good deal. WB7RAV, go ahead.
Says WB7RAV. Haven't done anything lately, last few days. Been doing an awful lot of other things around the house and down the road, helping out other folks and whatnot. Plan on getting on this weekend and just see what I can hear and go with that. Nothing else. I do have a corporate-owned Astron RS. 35A been in my shack here for about 12 years. Don't have one bit of a problem with it at all. So it's a good solid unit. So I think you just got that one that didn't work. Try it again. WB7RAV, back to that.
All right, thanks, Randy. KO4LUA, Charles, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to everybody, KO4LUA. Just gaining my experience on FT8 on 10 meter. And it is doing good. I've gotten, I think, 27 states now. So I'm beginning to get my numbers up. I'm starting to get out west. Before I was just getting north and south, but now I'm starting to get out west, got Utah and Idaho and Arizona and states like that, so it's good to do that. My dipole seems to be doing pretty good, even though I haven't got it up as high as I want yet, but once I get it up, I probably should do better. I guess good to learn how to do the FTA. I'm still trying to get it down, but it seems to be working nice. That's about it. Back to you, KF4LUA.
Okay, great, Charles. KF4SPL, over to you now. Go ahead, 7IVV.
Good evening, Brad, and everyone on the net. This is KF4SPL. Let's see, not a lot to add on the power supplies. I actually have two Tech Power 30-amp switching power supplies for the 200-watt rigs, so that's what I'm using, so I don't have comments on the Astron. Let's see, I have been having a couple issues, some good, some bad. You know, I'm again figuring out this IC9700, and I actually made my first 2 meter FT8. I'm going to call it a long skip to K1HGD last night, so that's about the only contact on FT8 of late. Because getting all the drivers and cat control and all that stuff to get this ICOM running, I think I might have ruined the drivers for my FTDX3000, because I cannot get out at all. I cannot output any sizable wattage in my transmission on FT8 on my HF rig, so not sure what I did there, but that's going to be a work in progress. Probably a topic better for the reflector, but maybe I'll throw it out there. Anyway, that's about all I got, so N7IBV from KM4SPL, back to net.
Well, sorry to hear about your woes there with your two rigs. I can come over and help you with that if you want, because I've got kind of the same thing. I've got the FTDX 1200 and then the IC 9100 sitting next to it, and I used to use them simultaneously. And everything's still hooked up so that I can. I just don't. So there shouldn't be any problem there. But anyway, if you need some help, just holler. KJ7APV, Becca, go ahead.
N7IVV in the net. This is KJ7APV. Things are going well here in Catlett, Virginia for me. I'm talking to you on my little Baofeng HT connected to a Slim Jim antenna. My solar panel system seems to be working fairly up to par, which has been excellent since I replaced my old deep cell marine battery that I got at the auto store with a BioNO battery. Only thing I'm working on now is I got an email yesterday. So attention, Echolink users, I'm going to read the email. Thanks for using Echolink. We wanted to let you know that a new version of Echolink for Windows is now available, and you are encouraged to upgrade. Version 2.3.121 is now available for download from the Echolink website, echolink.org/download.htm. This version supports Windows Vista, Windows 7, Windows 8/8.1, and Windows 10. This is the first new Windows edition in many years, and it includes a number of updates and new features, including a call CQ function that makes it easier to find a QSO from both single user and sysop nodes, significantly better audio quality, and automatic public proxy selection. For the full change log, please see echolink.org/news.hcm. If you decide to upgrade, there's no need to uninstall the existing version. The new installer will save your existing settings and automatically apply them to the updated software. So that's it. Back to you, KJ7APV.
Okay, thanks for that, Becca. And K4DEK, Mike, or how are you doing tonight? Go ahead.
Greetings, Brad in the net. Fred, thanks for doing the net. Sounds great. I am doing all right. Heading back from the airport, I've been on business travel the last couple of days, so I haven't been doing any radio stuff. Just an interesting observation about an ADS-B, which I guess is somewhat radio-related. There was a 90-minute ground hold at Dulles due to the thunderstorms, not because Dulles was getting rained on, but because they had to reroute so many planes through these narrow little gaps in the storms coming into Dulles that they couldn't handle any more traffic. And I was looking on FlightAware, and I saw these just lines and lines of planes, and I was like, wow, man, I wonder if there's any kind of plane skip going on with all those planes right in line with each other in these narrow spaces. So I don't know, a propagation question for the experts. But other than that, not a whole lot to add. I heard something about Astron power supplies. I missed the beginning of the net in the garage, but I've had very good luck with those over the years. Everything can have a lemon once in a while. So I would give it another shot. They're pretty beefy. That's all I got. KF4TEK Mobile back to net.
Okay, well, that's basically the question on the Astrons. He had, as Skip, had an issue with an older one he had and then a brand new one he has. Did something weird, and so he's obviously got some odd things going on there. But Astrons are usually pretty much rocks. They will work just fine. All right, that's the end of the list. Anybody else want to join us tonight? Please call N7IVV. Okay, well, we'll call that one a wrap then. Have a short net here for Wednesday night. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Testing session on the 24th of July. If you want to upgrade or if you're listening and are not licensed yet, want to do that, that's over at the Heritage Hunt area and neighborhood there. And we'll have see if we can get Kevin maybe to put a link up on our webpage there real quick to help everybody with that. Barryville Ham Fest coming up on the 1st of August, which is just a couple weeks away now. All right, this is N7IVV for the Paranet. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information, you can reach us on our website at w4va.org. There are lots of email lists there, email addresses, rather. You can send a note to Farahnet@w4va.org if you want to. Okay, this is N7IVV closing the Farahnet, returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good night and pleasant tomorrow.
KF4T, K-Mobile. There was a really cool sunset going on, if any of you out there are interested in sunsets. KF4T, K.
N7IVV, W8BT.
W8BT, KF4T, K-Mobile.
Hey, good evening, Mike. How you doing, W8BT?
A little tired, can't complain too much. Just thought that you might be sitting out on your porch enjoying this this light show with these clouds and the sun. But I was just curious how things been. I haven't chatted with you in a while, so I just wanted to see if anything new and different going on or everything going all right.
Okay. Yeah, everything's going good. And yeah, I'm kind of seeing what you're talking about with the sunset, but I've got a wall of trees all around me to the east and the west. So I can kind of see it. It'd be nice to, like, climb up a 100-foot tower, and then I could really get a nice view, but I'm not there yet. I did get in a little bit on the 6-meter action the last couple of days. I copied some off of my vertical, was copying, you know, stuff hundreds of miles away off the transverter and just my Comet GP3 I'm using right now. But before I had to go to work today about 1 o'clock, I did copy, or I worked a station in Montana.
Kilo, Juliet. 7, Alpha, Papa, Victor, disconnected.
Well, I'm just jealous. I'm missing all this atmospheric partying. And, yeah, 3 watts, Moxon, 6 meters. That 3 watts is working out for you. The last QSO I heard you make with 3 watts was another guy out. It was quite a throw, if I recall. And, I heard you say you copied something on the Comet, the vertical, which I think is a UHF-VHF antenna, and you copied something else really far away on that. Was that could that probably, well, what was it?
That was on 2 meters. That's the only 2-meter antenna I had, and it should still be on PSK reporter. Give me a second.
Roger, roger, KF4TEK.
Okay, well, the only one I'm seeing now is Tennessee, but I think I did have a copy of a couple of them out of Louisiana, but I guess it's been over 24 hours now. Yeah, it's been slightly over 24 hours, but I think I had a Louisiana and maybe a Texas, Mississippi maybe, on 2 meters. Let's see, the Tennessee station, that's... 724 miles, that's not bad for just receiving, but you never know what the other guys are running on the other end, too. So I know sometimes I look them up and I see stacked arrays of, like, you know, 20-element beams, but just even receiving that on my little 10-foot-high GP3 on the deck right now, that's, you know, not too bad through a Ukrainian transverter. I'm really impressed with these things. For the money, they're not bad. Although 2 meters, it's it seems like that one's about 500, probably about 500 hertz off. So I need to upgrade that one. He now has a line of them with TCXO surface mount crystals in them. They're super tiny, but the one on 6 meters, I seem to be, you know, within a few hertz of everybody else. So anyway, KF4TDK W8BT.
Wow, man, 500 hertz at 2 meters is seems pretty good, but I guess it's not good enough for FT8. That's cool. I'm glad that they're working out pretty much. And Roger, hundreds of miles on a GP5 or yeah, GP5. That's really exciting. That is nifty. I've got a Comet vertical. I think it's probably on the wrong side of the house to hear anything to the west, which has irked me for, I don't know, a year, year and a half since I put it out there. But I have failed to get up on the chimney to fix the situation. So live with it until I managed to do that. That's pretty cool. And Roger, the 100-foot tower, that would be fun. I flying over Ohio and West Virginia, and I was just looking down and seeing all these big open fields and thinking, man, you could put some antennas up there, boy, I tell you what. But not today.
Yeah, Roger that. I was gonna try and transmit on the Comet, but at FT8, like 144, 174, I guess the Comet just isn't cut for that. I should throw it on the Nano VNA again and just make sure everything's kosher. I hope it is, because I'm transmitting on it now with a whole watt. So, but yeah, it. I was trying to transmit, but it was like a 3-to-1 SWR at 144. So I'll have to look into that. That's at least that's what my little Daiwa watt meter was showing. So I abandoned that because I don't have any spare transistors for those transverter boards. But yeah, it'd been nice to see if I could have worked. I'm sure I probably could have worked somebody on it if it was close to being closer to 50 ohms, I guess. But just wasn't in the works for me last night on 2 meters, I guess. But it's a shame. I feel like I could have worked somebody, because Rich said the double hop QSO not quite a QSO, I guess, as Rich said, but the 2600 mile one, he was in his car running 25 watts on a vertical. I don't know if it was a 5/8 wave or whatever, but 2500 miles with 25 watts, that kind of gives me hope. That and I think the Montana station I worked today, he was coming in at one point 24 over, and when I worked him, he was coming in like 15 over, and he gave me a -6 with 3 watts and a moxon. So I have a feeling he had a pretty good array there for receiving as well. But anyway, I'm gonna head back out and watch the last of the sunset. Have a good night, Mike. KF4TEK W8BT.
All right, fine business, Travis. Well, cool. Thanks for the report. That's all very exciting. It's very inspiring. So good on you, and hope your luck continues, and we'll chat with you later. Enjoy the sunset, KF4TEK Mobile Clear.
Oh, I meant to say, the sideband contact that you heard me make, that was, I think it was Iowa. But anyway, have a good night, Mike. W8BT, I'll be clear.
Roger that, KF4TEK.
Kilo, Juliet, 7, Alpha, Papa, Victor, connected to W4VA.
K3ATR, radio check.
K3ATR, got you loud and clear. KF4TEK Mobile.
KF4TEK, thank you. Appreciate it. 73, hope you have a good night.
73, KF4TEK, clear.
Kilo, Juliet, 7, Alpha, Papa, Victor, disconnected.
Kilo 4, Charlie, Echo Alpha, monitoring.
This is W4VA repeater.